talking about enayachad nemana al yedei atzmoi. What does that mean? Interesting diuk. Let me tell you an interesting diuk here on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ru shloish vein bezdin. Yamdu hashnaim, we medak the lashon of hashnaim, which is a different gear, so some gears say hashnaim or just shnaim. V'yashiva mechavarem etz al yachid. She'en hayachid nemon al yedei atzmoi. Why does it say she'en hayachid nemon al yedei atzmoi? That sounds to me to be superfluous, a double lashon. Let's go through it. You should just say she'en hayachid nemon. What does it mean? She'en hayachid nemon al yedei atzmoi. She'en hayachid nemon al yedei atzmoi. What is that? What exactly? What is that? What is that language coming to say? Chaim David, you hear my diak over here?
Even when the Rosh Bezdin does it, he's still a yachid. He's doing it himself.
Ah, listen. Every time the yachid, the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh, he's the only one saying Mekudesh. So it's always him. It's just the difference is usually he's doing it and he's representing how many people?
At least three.
Over here, he's doing it by himself. So that's why it says Ein Hayachid Neman al yedei atzmoi. The yachid is not neman by himself, but it's always Rosh Bezdin Oymer Mekudesh. It's always a yachid who's stepping up. And Kol Ha'am Oynim Acharav Mekudesh Mekudesh. So says the Mishnah. Yeah, but a yachid is not neman al yedei atzmoi. Very good. Al Kopanim. So we started discussing over here in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the three different cases. The Gemara is trying to figure out what the chidushim of these cases are. So what did we speak about yesterday? Can someone help me out about what we were talking about?
Spoke about if you start something.
Right?
What?
The Mechlekes and Rashi and...
Rabbi Avraham in Ahar we spoke about. But we also spoke about that. That was back on the Mishnah also. I think we also spoke about the Emek Bracha, did we not? We did. We spoke about... In other words, let's try to figure out how it came into the Mishnah. We were talking about how important the Edom are. How do we get it into the Mishnah? Does anyone remember? We started, I think, with the Mishnah or with the previous Gemara. About
we said the Machlekes Rashi and Avraham and Ahar, and then we said the Emek Bracha has to be going like Rashi.
Oh, right. No, as we said like this. Right, thank you. That was what David was referring to. We spoke about what Rashi seems to say, that you only need the Edom, the Bezdin, to say Mekudesh. Enayachad Neman Adi Atzmoy says Rashi Loimar Mekudesh. It doesn't say Enayachad Neman Adi Atzmoy to be Makabal the Edom. Seems like Rashi holds that for the Edos, the Tzvas Emes was Medayik. The Edos, it's enough to have just one person there. But when they're going to pass cannot be the Edos, then you need three. So we weren't sure why Rashi holds that. We said maybe Rashi would hold that for every case, whenever you have whenever you're going to have a din taira, you really only need whatever number you need for the psak, which is the machlokes of Sadya Goyin and the Ramban, al kopana. But then we said, no, maybe not. Maybe over here is different. Maybe over here, the only reason you need three for the psak and not for the edus is because the edus is really just a formality. That's what we spoke about. We spoke about that according to the Emek Bracha points out, you can actually intimidate Edom to say edus. Like what type of edus is that? We even asked, what about loisana bereocha eid shoker? So Chesky Joslet said there's no loisana over here because not reocha. However, there's another reason why it might be loisana, because this edos, you're not even tricking anyone over here. This edos is just like a formality. We would even accept false edos. We don't need the edos. We really need the psak. So if over here the most important thing is the psak, so we don't care how many people are makabel the edom. We don't care if the edom are really true. We could even intimidate the edom to say what we want them to say. The edus is just a formality. So we use that also in the next gemara, which we're going to see. I gave out an important ritva. The next gemara talks about what's the chiddush about being makabel, that once you tell me that you can't ru bezdin uchol yisrael doesn't work on shkia, so kol shchen it's not going to work. If it's just nechkua edim, once it hits chashecha, it's too late. Says the Gemara, no. I might think that Kabbalah's edus is tchilas din. and Mekudesh Mekudesh is Soifdin, and therefore you could be Mekadesh Balayla. Kamash Malon. Did you can't? Gemara says, En Mahalcha Enami, maybe you can, and as a whole drasha. But boys, let's try to understand. Let's remember where we're standing. It's very important and it gets very confusing, but let's try to figure it out. When did these Edim see the moon? Pashtus, they saw the moon the night of the 30th. They should come the next morning if they can right away. Mekadesh, the 30th will become Rosh Chodesh, and the 31st will become the first day, the 30th will become Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of the month. The next day will be the second day of the month. They didn't come until very late in the day, and Rosh Chodesh is ticking away. So we did the Chakira, but lo yispiku lomer mekudesh chashecha. Now we're already the 31st day. How in the world do you want to be mekadesh the Chodesh now? It's too late. We can't be mekadesh the Chodesh. It's the 31st day. When we're talking about Dine Mamanis, we said Dine Mamanis, you could start by day, you could finish at night. There's no deadline for Dine Mamanis. Finish it today, finish it tomorrow, finish it the day afterwards. This is just a question of when is Bezdin get around to get a psach? But over here, we've got a deadline. There's a buzzer. And you missed the buzzer. I don't care if you're in the middle of the Din Torah. What does it help? You finish it later. Finish it whenever you want to finish it. It's too late. It doesn't make a difference. It's already the 31st day. So what in the world is the Gemara suggesting? L'choira, we said yesterday, the Gemara is suggesting we're going to be Mekadesh Limafreya. We're going to be Mekadesh retroactively. There is really no other way of understanding this Gemara. So I want to explain to you, when the Gemara compared it to Dine Mamanis, the Gemara wasn't going to be exactly the same. Because Dine Mamanis, if you finish the Din Torah the next day, it doesn't change. It doesn't have to be Lemafreya. It's just whenever you paskin, you paskin. You can paskin today, tomorrow, the next day. But over here for Kiddush HaChodesh, we're going to have to be Mekadeshit Lemafreya. And maybe that's part of the Kamash Malon. We'll have to see what the Kamash Malon is. Kamash Malon is, but no, you can't do it. Maybe the Kamash Malon is you can't be Mekadesh Lemafreya for some reason. Maybe the Kamash Malon is what we spoke about yesterday, that this is not called that you have started your Din Torah when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. Why not? Of course I started my Din Torah. I already did Chakira Sa'edim. Yeah, but for Kiddush HaChodesh, we said that the Ikra is the Psak Din. We're going to see that, Beis Hashem, in some of the Rishonim. The Kamash Malon is, that's not called starting it in Torah. When it comes to Mamanis, the main thing is the Edim. And then Bezdin just has to decide based on the testimony of the Edim is critical. Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. We need real Edim. And there's a lav of Loisane. The Edim can't lie. But when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no lav of Loisane. We can, the Edom are really just a detail. That's all they are. So if that's the case, then maybe that's not called starting your Din Torah. That we'll see. And then the Gemara says the Kamash Malon is that it doesn't work. And the Gemara brings a pasuk. We have to figure out what that pasuk is. What's the pasuk of Gichok Yisrael Hu Mishpat Laleike Yaakov? How do we see anything from that pasuk? There's a Tosfos here. There's at least one Tosfos we have to see, Rabbi Yisai. I'm going to see which Tosfos we have. Hold on. Yeah, Tosfos Emes Havechok Bigmar Din. That's the Tosfos. And hopefully, if we have time, we're also going to start the next sugya after the two dots. The sugya of Loi Tehei Shmia Gedoyla Meiriya. I'm going to try to start that sugya also, Beis Hashem, tomorrow.